Okay, well, tonight we do not have an outline, so I just want you to get your Bibles out, either your book Bible or your electronic Bible, and we are going to be studying and referring to Ephesians 6, starting with verse 10 to about verse 18. So you could bookmark that before we go to it. And so we're going to get there in just a little bit. Now, the name of our message tonight, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, the reason why Pastor James wanted to do Hour of Power service, I know that many Healing School graduates and ABCers pray the Lord's Prayer, which we call that module Hour of Power, to pray for a whole hour, and it's a very powerful prayer. And Jesus said to his disciples in the garden before he went to the cross, could you not pray with me 1 hour? And so we dedicate an hour of our day doing that. Some people do it on their day off since they don't have time during the week. And we will be getting to that because it is a very powerful prayer. But Pastor James also wanted us to use some of the Friday nights to remind those that know who they are in Christ Jesus of the power of God, the dunamis dynamite power of God inside of each one of us, the resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead, that we can operate in that. And if we're not, then we need to grow to that degree. And there's a lot of newcomers to ABC, so we want you to learn of your power, authority, and dominion. So we are going over these not just to review, but also to learn how to minister to other people, what you are learning here. And on Friday nights of the Hour of Power service, that's the name of the service, which will incorporate different aspects of growing in our power in Christ Jesus. We give assignments, and those assignments are for us to get more powerful in God and to spend more time with Him and His Word. It's really exciting to hear all the testimonies coming in. The last Hour of Power service, someone got healed in the middle of the service teaching. Wow. Because it's the Word of God. The Word works when we work the Word and builds our faith up, because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. So we are going to study this again tonight with a new perspective, okay? So come with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 10, we're going to first read in the King James Version. So let's read that together, Ephesians 6, verse 10. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In the what of his might? The power of his might. So that is the working anointing of God that's inside of us. Amen. And now we're going to go look at the Holman version and the Holman Christian Bible version again in Ephesians 6, starting with verse 10. So we're going to go through verses 10 through 17, and verse 10 should be up on your screen. You're going to be seeing the actual scripture in the Holman version. And I really like this version because it's kind of more down to earth, but I'm going to change it into a personalized prayer so we could all pray this together tonight. So the prayer isn't on your screen, but as you're listening to my personalization of it, just repeat what I'm saying, and then you could follow along with the rest of the words that would be probably the same. Okay? So those of you that want to pray this prayer with me, repeat after me loudly, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, finally I am strengthened by the Lord and by his vast strength. I put on the full armor of God so that I can stand against the tactics of the devil. Verse 12, For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens. This is why I must take up the full armor of God, so that I may be able to resist in the evil day, and having prepared everything to take my stand, I stand, therefore, with truth, like a belt around my waist, righteousness, like armor on my chest, and my feet sandaled with readiness for the gospel of peace. In every situation, I take the shield of faith, and with it, I will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. I take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. I pray at all times in the Spirit, with every prayer and request. And I stay alert in this with all perseverance and intercession for all the saints. Okay, so now I'm going to continue with another part that won't be on your screen, so you could just repeat this after me, even though it's not on your screen. Say, I pray that when I open my mouth, I make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. For this I am an ambassador, and I am bold enough in him to speak as I should, to minister to others. In Jesus' name. Amen. Whew. I love that. I love turning that around into a prayer, and it just really empowers me. It reminds me that this is who we are in Christ. You know, we are in a warfare that people don't realize, and we need to be strong in the Lord. We need to be operating in God's power. And sometimes we go out there and do things our own way, and then we wonder why sometimes things don't work out. And so then we have to repent and confess our sins, and then we have to go back to God's plan and remember that, did we ask the Holy Spirit about that? And almost every one of my mistakes or sins is usually because I didn't ask the Holy Spirit, or didn't think that I needed to because it seemed mundane. But, you know, every decision that we make needs to be sanctified and consecrated to God. And we're getting in that habit of doing more of operating in the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? When we operate with the Holy Spirit and his guidance, we are in his power, because we are doing something that is blessed. Everything that God does is good and is blessed. And what we do may not be the will of God. So when we hook up and line ourselves up, and our heart, soul, mind, tongue and body line up to the Spirit of God, then we are hooked up directly to heaven, staying in the kingdom of God, and therefore that power is coming direct down to us and flowing out through us as it's already in us, but we have the anointing come upon us, then we are having to do things in a greater degree. And when the demons, devils, and evil spirits see you walking in that every day, they run from you. They flee from you, because James 4:7, as we all know, says that when we submit ourselves to God, what? To his word, to his will, to the Holy Spirit's guidance, then we can resist the devil. But if we're not submitted to that, if we're not doing what the word says, if we're just hearing it and not doing it, then they're not going to flee from us. Why? Because they know that power in us is the power to put the demons, devils, and evil spirits back under our feet where they belong, right? Because if someone feels overwhelmed, that's something overwhelming the person. Anything over the person is dominating that person. Hello, we have power and we're going to be overwhelming the devil, and he's going to stay under our feet. So any challenges that are coming against you, you put them where they belong and you stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. Hallelujah. And last week's assignment, Sunday, Pastor James did part four of his series that he's doing, and he said this week's assignment was, what are some giants that are facing us that we need to defeat like David defeated Goliath? Because you have that dunamis dynamite resurrection power inside of you, and we need to utilize it and use that power against the enemy. And so I am reminding you that without great tests, there are no testimonies. And so I expect a lot of big testimonies about the tests that you have overcome, and keep them under your feet, okay? Because you are an overcomer. Don't let the devil make you think that you cannot, okay? I was ministering to somebody today, and we were talking about, all of a sudden the Lord said, hey, ask what's the difference between perfectionism and the perfect love of God. And I thought to myself, that's a good question, as I'm asking it, right? The Holy Spirit's using my mouth to ask this question. And here's what the Lord said. This is what the Lord showed me. Perfectionism is believing that you will not be accepted by others or please others or live up to their expectations of you unless you are perfect in what you are doing for them or performing. And the perfect love of God loves you regardless what you do for God. He loves you for who you are. He loves you even if you make a mistake. He loves you even if you sin. And he loved you so much and still loves you that he sent Jesus Christ for you and me to pay the price for those sins and mistakes because of his great love. And God wants you to love yourself regardless of what you think you need to do for others you don't. That's man-pleasing. We need to please God. We need to go to him and say, Lord, thank you for your unconditional love. Other people that require someone to do something or they don't accept them and then they reject them, that's conditional love. But the power of God, it is the love of God. It brings the power of God. It takes away all the past hurts and pains and washes away the sin with the blood of Jesus, because perfect love casts out all fear, so we don't have to be afraid if we please God. Because when we walk in faith that pleases God, when we trust God that He's going to be there with us regardless, and when we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, because our heart is coming to Him and asking Him to help us. And don't beat yourself up about the past stuff. It's washed away. And if you're not letting it wash away, you're retaining that sin and not receiving the forgiveness of it and just letting it go. When we have confessed our sins, you have reckoned yourself dead to sin and alive unto God through Christ Jesus, resurrected in the Christ Jesus with the power of God that changed us from that sinner to that born again new creature of God. Isn't that wonderful? God is so good. And we want you to grow in that power and walk in the precious, perfect love of God, casting out all fear. Fear is a form of not being able to trust God fully and His word. And God wants you to have that complete trust, to rely on Him, to lean on Him with all of who you are. Because you are seated in high places with Christ Jesus. You are a co-heir with Christ Jesus. You don't have to beg Him to help you. He's already given you and provided for you what you need at that cross. It's yours. Healing belongs to you. Prosperity belongs to you. Peace of mind belongs to you. Restored relationships belong to you. You have been set free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. So finally, brethren, be stronger in the Lord. Be stronger than where you were yesterday, tomorrow, in the Lord, and in the power of His might. And don't let the devil bring you the woulda, shoulda, couldas. You should point your finger back at him and say, "It is written. It is written that nothing of the enemy shall by any means harm me." I'm not going to believe those lies anymore. You speak the truth of God to your circumstances and it shall change. You take the power of God and you speak out the word of God. And that voice activated word of God goes forth to accomplish that which it is sent to do. And the angels of God take that word, that they hearken unto the word of God to perform it quickly, to hasten to perform it quickly in your life in Jesus' name. And I see breakthrough happening all over the place. I see breakthrough happening right now in your life. I see things happening in the spiritual realm that you have arisen to another level of faith, and that you are not going to put up with the devil anymore, and you are putting him back under your feet in whatever challenge that you've been facing. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's an illusion. It's not true. The word of God is what is true in your life, and you stand on it regardless what it looks like, okay? Because as we go through and we look at, remember, above all, you take your shield of faith. That's verse 16 in Ephesians 6. Above all, take the shield of faith right now, wherewith you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. The King James Version says, you quench those fiery darts. They will come, but they will not penetrate to hurt you, because your faith is strong in the Lord. Your faith is growing in the things of the Lord. Faith as a mustard seed, a little tiny mustard seed, can grow to this big old tree that houses many, many birds, you know? And we are going to take a look at this verse right here that says, you know, part of Ephesians 6 says, we wrestle against the devil. We do have the devil to deal with in our life, But in that verse, it's a context. And wrestling means that, yes, it is a warring, but we have to remember that Jesus defeated the enemy and made a show of them openly. He defeated the enemy. So the word of God, when spoken with the sword of the Spirit, makes them flee. They're going to try to come against you. Don't cower. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. They're afraid of the power that's in you. And when you flip that switch and turn that on, they will run from you because they know that you know who you are in Christ Jesus. They will absolutely run in terror of you, one version says. Okay? So remember that Jesus already gave you the victory over a defeated foe. It doesn't matter what they try to bring and make it look like it's an onslaught of this and that and this and that. You know what? Talk to the hand. Say, stop, devil. No, devil. In the name of Jesus, you are not going to do anything to me anymore. I bind you up in Jesus' name. And you stop your maneuvers against me right now in the name of Jesus. And you are victorious. You are an overcomer. The devil has been defeated by your Lord and Savior and your King, Jesus. Okay? So know that when it says in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle against principalities and powers, and Colossians 2:15, remember it says, having spoiled principalities and powers. You know what that means? Take all the loot. Hello, the wealth transfer is ours. Let's take that wealth transfer now in Jesus' name. I take the spoils of the principalities and powers because Jesus made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. You have triumphed over the demons, devils, and evil spirits because Jesus has already defeated them. So let's take our wealth transfer now in Jesus' name. Go, angels of God. Go and bring the wealth transfer to us. We stand in the power of God and in his might right now in Jesus' name. You will not cause any more challenges in my life in Jesus' name. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you unto the body of Christ power to tread on serpents and scorpions and the devil and his evil forces and COVID. And any contagious diseases and inflation and any challenges coming on this earth and over all the power of the enemy. He has given you power over all the enemy. Say it. God has given me power over the enemy. Say that with me. God has given me power over the enemy. Let's do it again. God has given me power over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jump up! Praise the Lord with me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. What is your assignment this week? Praise the Lord. Stop the avenger. Be strong in the Lord and the power of God's might. Put your armor of God on every day. And don't let the devil defeat you in any area anymore. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Was that fun or what, huh? My goodness. Anyway, some of you may have seen we had the cameras on today, and Deborah and Karen were dancing and having a good time. We had a couple text messages, and I replied, hey, we have fun at church. And we do. It's a good time. We're praising the Lord. Come on. Anyway, go ahead and CRB, please, and we'll establish the kingdom of God. We'll do communion. When Jesus had given thanks, he broke and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. We take this body, remembering what you so graciously did for us, the pain and suffering you took for us. We do this in remembrance of you, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you did for us. Please receive. In the same manner, Jesus also took the cup after supper, saying, this is the cup, is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as you eat this bread and drink this blood, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus, we proclaim your death until you come. We thank you for this blood which washes us white as snow. We take it now in Jesus' name.